From sunny Minnesota, this is the Polaris Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. I am Joe Zimmer, and I am not an expert. But today, I am joined by two experts to educate us on the topic of snowmobile transportation. First, we're going to learn about choosing the right trailer from Dan Mills, the director of sales for Elcom and Polaris Trailers. Then we'll talk to Brandon Lee, the technical training manager at Polaris. Brandon's going to tell us how to properly secure our snowmobiles to our trailer. First, let's talk about the trailer itself and learn about our trailering options. For that, let's go to this conversation I had with Dan Mills at the Polaris Spring sales meeting in Dallas. All right, Dan, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your life in trailers.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Dan Mills. I am the director of sales for Polaris Trailers, which is a division of Alcom, which is the aluminum company in Maine. We partnered up with Polaris in June of 2010. We build open and enclosed aluminum frame trailers from three manufacturing sites across the U.S. We started in Maine in 2006. We also have a plant in Missoula, Montana, and in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Well, trailers are one of those things that maybe you don't think about right away when you go buy that new snowmobile, but something that's very necessary. When someone comes to you and says, I need to get a trailer, what are some of the factors we should be considering? Should we start off with just styles of trailers?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it comes down to how many machines you have or plan to have and what your budget is. We have several different styles. Some are more frequent in certain parts of the country versus others. So we have a full line of open trailers. Those are a nice starting point for a customer. And then we have a full offering of enclosed trailers in different heights, different widths, lengths, obviously, and different, deck height platforms.
Let's start with those open trailers. What are the different options you would have there that people should be thinking about, and how many machines can we get onto one of those?
Yeah, so a good common starting point for anybody new into snowmobiling, standard tilt bed, open trailer. That's a price point that's under $2,000. Pull a lever and a pin and the trailer tilts down and you load your snowmobiles on. They're light and easy to use. One consideration is your machine is exposed to the weather. The next step up in the open snowmobile trailer world would be a drive on drive off model. And frequently customers will add a salt shield, which protects the front of the sleds. And in those models, we offer them in a 2, 3, or 4 place configuration. So it all comes down to budget. They're a great spot to start. I think that the trend of late has been a lot of consumers have been starting their trailer experience with an enclosed trailer. And the first kind of conversion point would probably be our crossover model, which is built very much like the traditional flat snowmobile trailer with the cover that was common 5, 6 years ago. This is a model now that you can drive in, then you back out of it. It's fully enclosed, and it's at a much more reasonable starting price point than some of the larger enclosed trailers.
So when you make that move to the enclosed trailer, what are you looking at there? What are some of the options, and maybe do they vary based on what climate you're in, how many snowmobiles you own? What are some of the factors in that decision?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, how many sleds you have is, probably the initial starting point. Two is very common. And, the crossover 12-foot model would be the ideal circumstance. And then if you have more than two sleds, generally it comes down to, your preference and where you're going to be trailering, how you're going to be trailing it. If you're in the mountain states and you're going to be on rougher roads and you're trying to get up to elevation to find the snow, a lot of times you're going to want to have a higher platform, like a deck over snowmobile trailer or an all-sport snowmobile trailer, which would be kind of a car hauler crossover type model. An all-seasons trailer with a higher deck height. So you're more accessible to rougher terrain. In the Midwest and the East Coast, certainly the Vino 7 wides are the leading preference there. And we offer them in a 7 or a 7.5 wide. Those are the choice models for, customers that have 3-plus snowmobiles.
Why do those work better in the Midwest?
Easier towing conditions, a lot of highway travel. And just easier to see around, more fuel efficiency. You don't need extended mirrors. You can see around yourself. If you're in an area that's got extremely windy conditions on the highways, The lower profile helps keep that trailer true as you're towing it.
Not all trailers are made the same. You'll see steel trailers, you'll see aluminum trailers. Why do you guys prefer the aluminum trailers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, aluminum, several reasons. It's not going to rust. Lasts forever. We have a better warranty program. 30% on average lighter. I think that's a big thing. And I think that a lot of people, when they get into snowmobiling, it's kind of a journey. You know, they might start out with two sleds, then a friend joins them. And, you know, so you've got to think about resale value when you're buying a trailer. Steel frame trailers are famous for absolutely horrible resale value, where oftentimes I see our trailers that are basically being sold at what the customer would have paid for it, and they're 5 or 6 years old. And so, you know, from an investment standpoint in a trailer, you know, aluminum is absolutely the way to go. They do hold their value, and, you know, I see it all the time. I think in the first year, a lot of consumers, you know, their preferences change after 1 year of snowmobiling. They add a longer machine, more machines, and, you know, it's probably 30% of the time that happens. So, you know, you got to think about resale. It's huge.
Another thing you have to keep in mind is what you're going to be pulling that trailer with. What are the tow vehicle requirements for various types of trailers?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so the a two-place enclosed crossover snowmobile trailer weighs under 1,000 pounds. So if you have that and your two sleds, you only need to have a vehicle that can handle 2,000 pounds towing capacity. So you're talking small SUVs, you know, and, you know, not a, you know, it's not a truck requirement. So your family SUV is going to do the job for you perfectly. It's not going to, you know, drive down your fuel efficiency and make for an uncomfortable ride. It's very easy to manage. And even in our bigger platforms, you know, our biggest trailers, you know, our gooseneck snowmobile models that we make, you know, a 3/4 ton truck's more than efficient for those trailers. And the bigger the trailer gets, that the larger the weight savings get versus a steel frame trailer.
Dan, why don't you let everyone know how they can find out more about Polaris Trailers then?
Yep. Check us out at www.polaris-trailers.com. And we have dealers all across the U.S. and Canada, and they'd be willing to answer questions and hopefully find you the right trailer for your needs.
If you need to find a dealer, you can use that dealer locator on your website, correct?
That is correct. Yep. Just simply put in your postal code or your zip code.
Awesome. Well, Dan, thank you so much for the time and the knowledge. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Well, once we have our trailer, it's important that we know how to use it safely and properly. And for that, we turn to Brandon Lee, who is an avid snowmobile rider and an expert on loading up a trailer. Well, so now that we've talked about trailers, we're going to talk about proper trailering techniques. For that, we welcome in Brandon Lee. Brandon, thanks for joining us. To start with, can you tell us about your career at Polaris and what your job entails?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. So I've been lucky enough to be with Polaris almost 4 years now, and I run our dealer training department. So we focus on training technicians, how to fix vehicles, and just make people aware of the Polaris product line and technologies.
And you're also a very avid snowmobile rider.
Correct, yeah. I pretty much try to get out any possible time I can when there's rideable snow. But I usually do a full week out in the mountains with a bunch of buddies. And then I try to get out 6 or 7 times throughout the winter. I put a lot of miles on the truck with the trailer behind it.
All right, so you have plenty of trailering experience. Let's tap into that and educate our listeners. To start with, when we're getting the snowmobile on the trailer, what sort of precautions should we take? You hear stuff like making sure the key is removed, secure the fuel cap. What are the things we need to make sure we're doing to have that sled secured properly?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would say it depends whether you have an open trailer or an enclosed trailer. When you have an open trailer, there's a few more things you want to take into account. You want to take the key out so that doesn't fly out. I always say empty and close up all of your accessory storage bags so that nothing comes out of there. I would, if you have a carbureted sled, you can shut the fuel line off. That will prevent any issues there. And then, of course, the last thing is you always want to cover up your sled so that the salt and the road debris doesn't get on those things. For enclosed trailering, it's a little bit easier. It's really more about just securing the sleds down to the trailer so they don't slide around, which is obviously important for both open and enclosed trailering.
How do we do that correctly? How do we make sure we have that sled secured so it's not going to be moving around?
Yeah, in my experience, you typically use the ski clamps, which will attach either to the mounting hole on an open trailer, or will hit one of your sliding tie down channels in an enclosed trailer. But yeah, typically a ski clamp to hold down the skis very securely, and then I will typically use a tie strap to tie the rear or the track side of the sled down, so that doesn't slide around when you're hitting bumps or going around turns.
does it matter which way we have the sled facing on our trailer? We've talked about that for off-road vehicles, how it's important to, if you can, have it facing forward. Does that matter for snowmobiles?
I would say facing forward is still the best, just typically because when you're facing the sled backwards in the direction of the truck travel, you have a lot of wind that would be coming up and that may pose some risk to the windshield itself. But a lot of people do tow in with sled in reverse. I would just make sure with use a low profile windshield or even potentially take it off so that you don't experience any damage to the sled. Also putting a cover on the sled will also help from, you know, having the wind not affect the sled as well.
Let's talk a little bit more about covers, especially if you have an open trailer. Why is that cover important?
Yeah, it's critical in my opinion. It's really about the amount of salt that you'll hit. If you're driving anywhere where there's fresh and cold, there's obviously going to be a lot of salt on the road. The sand and debris and things like that, it can get in through your vents into your engine compartment. It's always going to kind of get in the track and the suspension a little bit, but the more you can minimize that road debris and salt from getting on and into the sled, the better you're off going to be, the longer your sled is going to last.
Now, some people maybe only have one sled and they're just going to put it in the bed of their truck. Is there anything different you should be doing if you have the sled in your truck instead of a trailer?
Well, I would say you would follow all of the same guidelines as an open trailering situation where you want to make sure it's tied down, you have all of your stuff taken care of so you don't, nothing flies out. But the ramps, the unloading and unloading is going to be critical. You want to get a good set of ramps that safely secures to the vehicle, and you practice and understand very well how to use those. If you look at some YouTube videos, there's a lot of examples of how not to do that, but it's really, you want to be careful with that. And the other thing I would add is if you thing in the bed of your truck, or especially on sled deck where you have one or two sleds that are above the bed of the truck, you don't want to be cognizant of the fact that you're changing the center of gravity of your truck. So as you're going fast or braking or taking turns, you just want to be careful that your truck is much, much more likely to tip, and you want to be careful while you're transporting your vehicles.
Well, I know you have an enclosed trailer. We talked before
earlier
in the podcast about, you know, open versus closed. What made you make the switch to an enclosed trailer? What do you like about that option?
Yeah, that's a great question. Since I ride so much, and I have my snowmobile on the road for many, many miles, I always say you actually trailer longer than you ride typically, as hard as it is to find snow. But the main element for me is that it keeps the vehicles clean about the road debris and the salt and all that kind of stuff. You don't really have to take anything off the vehicle. You don't have to cover them up. You park them, secure them, and you're ready to go. And that's really the main benefit for me, is just the protection of the vehicles, the ease of loading and unloading, and just that lack of preparation and you know, getting the sleds ready and ready to ride and ready to trailer. It just makes life a little bit easier. They just tend to be a little bit more expensive and a little bit heavier is really the only downside. But it's obviously, it's a very nice option for those that snowmobile frequently and want to keep your sleds as nice as they can be for as long as they can last.
Let's talk about some more options you can add. You mentioned before some accessories we can use for securing the sled, but what about the accessories for that trailer? How have you been able to customize your trailer, and what sort of accessories would you recommend to people who maybe are getting a trailer for the first time?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. One of the things I would recommend is there's a lot of awesome trailering accessories that Caliber offers, and they actually have a trailer configurator where you can pick the size of the size and type of trailer that you have, whether it's open and closed, which side the doors are on, you name it, and you can actually customize a trailer accessory kit for your vehicle. And there's some things, just to, as an example, they've got seat guides so that you don't have to, you know, be concerned you're not on the right, you know, going the right direction or how you load the sled. They've got trailer ramps, so when you are trying to drive into your trailer or onto your trailer, it'll help the skis come up over some of the metal lips without catching. And it just makes it really easy to load and unload and position your sled. And if you have studs on the track, for example, they also have like track mats where you can drive onto your trailer and the studs will hit the composite material from the Caliber product instead of digging into your wood or rubber trailer deck. And that can be a big time saver because those studs can definitely do a lot of damage to the trailer.
Yeah, that trailer configurator is a pretty neat tool. We're going to put a link to that in the description of this episode, so make sure to check that out. Brandon, is there anything else you think people should know? Anything that you really want to stress about trailering?
Look, honestly, I think the biggest thing is just following good trailering safety rules and guidelines and having the right equipment. it's all about getting your sleds where they need to be so they're safe, you're safe, and you're ultimately ready to ride.
Well, Brandon, thank you so much for the time. I'm sure you're already planning your first trip for the riding season, so hopefully this helps anyone else who's out there doing the same thing.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Joe.
A big thanks to Dan and Brandon, and a big thanks to all of you for listening. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. We're happy to have you. If you like what you've heard, hit that subscribe button, and please consider leaving us a 5-star review. Then spread the word. Tell your friends to subscribe wherever they get their podcasts. Make sure to read the description of this episode to find some important links to even more information about Polaris trailers, trailering tips, and caliber trailer accessories. And if you want even more advice and tips, again, not from me, but from actual experts, browse our archives and listen to some past episodes. Then stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time, this has been the Polaris Podcast.
Hi, you've reached Joe. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave me your name, your number, and a short message, and I'll get right back to you. Thanks, and have a great day.
Straight to voicemail. Okay, Joe, you need to tell them that the Polaris Help Center is their first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. All they have to do is look for the Help button in the upper right-hand corner of any Polaris brand website. They also need to remember that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, and protective clothing and footwear. Read, understand, and follow their owner's manual. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and always ride within the limits of your own abilities and never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. Next time, answer your phone. Okay, bye.